Hello, Chiara, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Let's take off with the huge question, which is, Chiara, who are you?
I am Chiara Bracco. I'm Italian. I was born in the north of Italy, in a small village. And then after the normal studies, at a certain point of my life, I decided that I wanted to study physics. And I did that at the University of Milan. There, I spent quite some time learning a lot of mathematics and physics. And then after my master thesis, which was on applied superconductivity, I moved to CERN for my PhD, where I changed completely the topic of my studies because I moved to accelerator physics. So no more superconductivity for what was I was doing, because I was working for the collimation project of the Large Hadron Collider.
So how long have you been working at CERN?
15 years ago I started. First 5 years I was in the collimation team, as I said, and then I moved to another department and another group where I am still right now, and it's called the Accelerator Beam Transfer Group. So we are responsible for what is called the transfer line in an accelerator chain. So it's the line of magnets which is connecting two accelerators, because the beam before reaching the LHC is moving towards different machines.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also responsible for the injection and extraction systems always in the different accelerators.
And what do you like best about your work at CERN?
I like the studies part, supervision and collaboration. Now, after so many years, I'm also doing a bit of project management because I'm responsible for a working package in the ILUMI project. But I must say that that's not my favorite part. I enjoy very much the coordination part. So when I have to work with the different engineers or other physicists, these I really like to understand the problems and solve them and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I like when I can learn, essentially. And this I do both when I exchange with my colleagues and also when I exchange with my students. I learn a lot from them. But then when it's about money, it's more complicated. It's not my favorite task.
So although you come from the north of Italy, which is relatively close from here, I would like to know, what do you miss most from there?
Okay, of course, everybody would say family. This is one thing. But if I have to be a bit more original, I miss two things, which is the supermarket and the breakfast at the bar with cornetto cappuccino.
So let's imagine the future now, Chiara, because I'm going to dream big and I'm going to imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. And now I would like to know, what are your dreams?
If I want to be really, really a dreamer, I would like to be probably a photographer for National Geographic and spending my time in the middle of nowhere trying to take the best shot of an animal, I don't know, a polar bear or something like that, doing something special, something interesting. This is what I would dream, yeah, of doing.
So now, looking to the long-distance future, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I would like to be an accomplished person in all the fields of my life, professional, personal. This is what I would like to be. Then, I don't know practically how to do that, but this is what I would like.
Moving to humanities, what comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty?
But this connects a bit with what I said before about what I would like to do. My dream is nature in general, and especially everything which is huge, like mountains, icebergs, oceans. This is what I connect to the word beauty.
So in her novel, La strada che va in città, and sorry for the pronunciation, Natalia Ginzburg, an Italian writer and activist, wrote that memory is loving and is never casual. It is rooted in our own lives, and that's why its choice is never casual, but always passionate and imperative. And I would like to know, Chiara, if you agree with this citation of her, why or why not?
Partially, but I still hope that we have something completely random and completely casual in our life. I like to think that, sometimes memories just appear to give you some worth at a certain moment of your life and not to drive any decision. So I like to think that we have a bit of casuality, mm-hmm. which is bringing us forward somewhere which is not yet defined.
Our previous CERNi, Javier Serrano, he wanted to ask you, what would you change at CERN?
Well, it's difficult. It's difficult because CERN is a kind of an ideal place to work. As a physicist, I think it's the best place at the moment. Probably I would, I would try not to transform it in a company. I mean, we should remember that we do research. Mm-hmm. We might be considered as useless also somehow because research is sometimes only for the pure desire of understanding and learning. So I see that now there is a bit of this tendency of going too much into project management and all this. I hope that we keep the authenticity of research. This is probably what I would just change. So maybe bringing it a bit backward in the past.
Finally, it's time to relax because you've just become the interviewer. So please, Chiara, feel free to ask what you want to our next journey.
Well, I would like him if or her if he or she enjoys being a physicist in the 21st century with all the means that we have, technological means, and all the knowledge that that we have at this point, or if he/she would rather be a physicist in the past when everything has still to be discovered, or in the future when we will not know what we will have available.
So that's a good question. May I ask you, in that case, what would you choose? If you prefer being a physicist today, or if you'd rather be a physicist, I don't know, a long time ago, or maybe in an idyllic future?
I would probably be interested in spending some time in the past when everything had to be discovered and when you were doing a lot yourself. Because now as a physicist, I do a lot of work on the computer. I'm a small part in a huge project. Well, in the past, a physicist was really with the hands on the full experiment. And I think this was something very interesting, where you were really learning from A to Z the project. So why not? Yeah, spending a few days or months in the past.
So, Chiara, this was the interview. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
No problem. It was a pleasure.